brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now,
hey, live from Austin, look at that checkpoint. Looks like they're doing cavity searches on that family. But that's what we do in USA. I mean, we wouldn't be free if they didn't ship the drugs in and give us daily shots. Then I might have an IQ high enough to understand what's happening. Ain't that the way it is, boss? You know.
They have some police captain on the news in a press conference last night that I thought was like a joke. He looked like, well, I don't know, like what had happened to him. He was like going,
you symbolically let us put the cuffs on him. And you know, we are here. We, the people have thanked us for what we did. And we would just use for the terrorists.
I almost taped it, but it'd be mean to play it. And you got the other cops sitting there all smug, narcissistically getting off on the press, just going, this press conference can go for 10 hours if you wanted to. It makes me go crazy how nutty these people are, man. It's just going to get crazier and crazier. I kind of have gotten out of control. I apologize. Tom in South America wants to talk about Homeland Security. I mean, could they pick a more Orwellian-sounding thing? Go ahead, Tom. You're on the air. You want to play a USA for you?
I'd rather have the Republic. The other night, I had supper with a guy, and I said, where do you live? Bellingham, Washington. I said, what do you do? Well, we have seven rental properties, apartments and houses, and we've lost all of them except the last two. We've been living in foreclosure for almost 2 years. He says, I retire in 5 months. I said, oh, where do you work? He says, I work for Homeland Security. I said, Homeland Security. I said, he says, yeah, I'm one of the oldest ones there. I said, he said, now they only hire 35 and younger. When 9/11 happened, they needed literally thousands of people, so they just hired people like crazy. And he said I got in. Anyway, my friend says you guys got hollow points. He said we have pellets and pellets. We have many, many pellets of hollow points. And he said we go to the range. He said when I started during 9/11, we'd go to the range every 3 weeks, and we were trained just to do a warning shot in the air, and then it changed to a wound shot, arm or leg,
and now they train to shoot children. Mm-hmm.
Now they shoot to kill.
That calls for a USA. That calls USA. Go ahead. They can actually play that on loudspeakers when they mow our families down in big pits. And wear little commie uniforms and run around giving high fives. Big posters of Michelle Maddow everywhere. My boyfriend, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You can see that there's a real disconnect between a need-to-know basis, because the guy doesn't have a clue why he lost his houses and his real estate. He doesn't have
Under mirrors, they're taking houses that are totally paid for in cash 20 years ago. Why not? USA! 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 The absurdity of this. People signing petitions to put America under Nazi Germany. Because they go, is that government? Oh, damn right, I want that. I'm sorry, sir. Why were you talking to this guy? Are you a consultant or something?
Well, no, he actually is going to move down here. As soon as he retires in 5 months, he's moving.
Oh, so he's helped wreck America, and now he's moving on. That makes sense. Yeah, that's a good
exactly
idea.
That exactly makes sense. The other heads up is for the last 6 months, I've watched this country is dollarized, so they have the U.S. dollar here, Ecuador, and we've watched the U.S. dollar the $100 bills disappear, and so about a month ago we tried to get a fair amount of exchange, and all they give us is $20 bills or $10 bills. So I asked the banks, I said, where are the $100 bills? He said there aren't any. And now I just heard yesterday that in October they're going to introduce a brand-new $100 bill. And as
hey, John, let's end this with a USA. That sounds great. Hyperinflation. USA. Yeah! Get rid of the Bill of Rights. Oh, yeah! Get the freedom. USA! 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 Hey, you fix this!
Hello, I'm Alex. Alex Jones, myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You'll remember a few weeks ago, Mark Dice did a man on the street, and every person he talked to, but two women, agreed that all guns should be confiscated and gun owners should be arrested in California. They signed a petition to do that. We had our crew out in California to interview Professor Griff of Public Enemy when he was being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and some other people for an upcoming film. I'll just tell you, Obama Deception 2. And we said, why not just go see Mark Dice and go back out and ask some of our questions on top of it? So we said, should we turn California over to Nazi Germany? People signed a petition for that, to go under Nazi rule and to get rid of the police force and confiscate the guns. We basically followed MSNBC script of, it's for the earth, for the children, and the people did sign. I'm not joking. I'm not kidding. We're going to premiere that. It has not aired on the nightly news. It has not aired. We're going to premiere that today here. And you have to understand, this is the majority of Californians. We did not go to a mental institution. We did not go to a place with people that have had brain injuries. God bless their soul. This was real people that could talk being told, we're going to put gun owners in camps, we're going to inject children with mercury, we're going to turn America over to Nazis, and they signed petitions to do it. Now, that is the, and by the way, we're going to go even more outrageous here in Austin. We've had people sign, everyone in Austin signed to ban water for the earth. And we're going to go out and say, execute children. for the Earth. We're going to say put children in microwaves for the Earth. And because if you do it in an NPR voice and say, I'm a liberal, let's murder children, they will sign. I'm predicting. Next week we're doing that. And they will sign. We're going to go to the University of Texas to murder the children of America. And you think I'm joking? You don't understand how evil these people are. This is a cult of sickos. If they hear something evil, they're for it. I mean, remember what Bill Maher said a few months ago. He said, I want more death, more abortion, more killing, more shootings. But he wants your guns for the children of Sandy Hook. See, in a rare moment of, see, you think I'm joking. This is not satire. The Attorney General owns abortion clinics in America that do a partial birth abortion where they're shoving babies into toilets to drown. These people are, I mean, look at the Nazis, look at the Soviets, look at the Romans, look at the Aztecs. When you let scum get control, giant black pyramids get built and human sacrifice starts. People ask, what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole? Pyramids and human sacrifice. I don't know why, that's what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole. That is history. That is what goes on. And yes, it sounds crazy to people that haven't read history books. But if you know reality, if you know history, you know what happens when we become subservient. Good people have to band together and say no to bullies and corrupt, or the very worst of the corrupt will get in control and turn the world into a playground. You know, you think of being able to go to Tahiti for 2 weeks and skin dive and lay on the beach, drinking rum and Cokes. Or you think of being able to go around and see horse races all over the world, whatever you're into. Or you think of being able to go and see the most beautiful art of the Louvre. Or you think the most wonderful thing in the world would be to go mountain climbing whenever you want. You're a normal person. You like to garden. You like to go to church. You like to help people. You like to visit your family. But see, you don't like to be in power. So you're not in power. People that want power are in power. And they always finally go, what else can I do? Everybody does whatever I say. Give me your firstborn kids. You know, you read the Bible, which has been documented to be very historical, one of the best history books out there, because they dug up the Roman histories, the Greek histories, the Babylonian histories, the Egyptian histories, and the stuff the Bible says was in there, wow, keeps getting confirmed. And every culture would demand, by the way, bring your kids by. We're gonna burn them on an altar next week. All firstborn. I mean, every culture does this. Every culture. And see, I'm here. They can play clips of me saying this on the national news like they do and go, look at this crazy person. But anybody who has history or anthropology or sociology knows this is true. So see, I know where big government leads. And this video we're going to premiere in the third hour after Gerald Celente joins us in the second hour is extremely powerful. And you have to understand, we're going to show you the few people that didn't want to turn their guns in. We're showing you what we went out and got. We're showing you everything. If a few people didn't respond and walked off, we're not showing them. In Austin, every person signed a petition. One said no, and walked off. But every other person signed a petition to ban water for the Earth. It's for the Earth, ban water. Yes, ban water. And that's nothing. We're going to go out and say, yeah, Journal Bioethics said kill children up to age 3 for the Earth. Yeah, we're going to start post-birth abortions. And they're going to sign. They're going to sign. And we're going to show you who they are. They are weak, they are pathetic, they are mindless, they are servants of this evil. They are MSNBC viewers. Now, speaking of MSNBC, a disheveled-looking, weak, panicked, pathetic mouse that roared, sitting on top of her tiny megaphone in an act of confidence man behavior, the MSNBC host with her dwindling audience, I mean, we're talking on a good night, 600,000, 700,000 viewers. A bunch of arrogant, social engineering, authoritarians posing as liberals. You are no liberal. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal, ma'am. Ms. Maddow, you are no liberal. And the video's up on Infowars.com. We're going to be playing this at the bottom of the hour.
Rachel Maddow froths over Boston false flag and Alex Jones, and just realizes, hey, lady, let's be conservative lately. All the different videos, you look them up. We're getting about 5 million viewers a day on YouTube. We have probably now 6 million listeners a day right now. We're trying to gauge some of the instant numbers coming in, but it's about double. Web traffic's been about 10 times what it usually is. Now it's only about 5 times right now. Let's be conservative. We used to reach 15 million people a week. It's probably been about 50 million a week lately. Mouse that roared, who sits there on your little teleprompter pedestal, trying to convince your dwindling audience of cult members that if we go out and repeat their lines of, yeah, racist Tea Party people want guns, we want to confiscate them and arrest them, every Californian, oh, yes, arrest, oh, you don't have to tell me, buddy, let's arrest them, oh, yeah. They put us in FEMA camp so fast. I mean, Obama was trained by the weathermen who had came out in federal court, planned to take over America, bring in the communist Chinese, they want to make Mexico go communist, and put 50 million conservatives in forced labor camps, and they estimate 25 million of us will have to be killed. That was in the 1970s. You mean to play those clips? You got seven czars quoting Mao Zedong? I mean, folks, when your government's quoting Mao Zedong, that's time to run down the street screaming, you know, the body snatchers are here. You know, at the end of Body Snatchers, the 50s version, where the guy's running around in the street going, they're in danger! We're on everybody! And he jumps in the back of a truck and he sees more of the pods. He's like, ah! But then he goes, and he's a doctor, and he talks to the doctor, he talks to the police, and they actually listen to him and say, let's get the army on the phone. I'm like, wow, a happy ending. But see, in the real world, if pod people landed, folks, and took over MSNBC, they would say, go to the local sports stadium where you will be given your pod. They would go and do that. That's how cult-like these people are. They will do anything. I mean, we said we're gonna have the Nazis take over and put people in camps. And they, put conservatives in camps? You're like, you just signed a petition to put people in a Nazi camp. Thank you very much. God bless you for that. I mean, these people, I'm telling you, the way to bring them down, I shouldn't laugh. It's just so sick. The way to bring them down is go show who they are. A freaking cult of people. You ever watch MSNBC and CNN? All they do is talk about how smart progressives are, how smart liberals are. You're not progressives. You're not liberals. Progress is Benjamin Franklin. Progress is Henry Ford. Progress is splitting the atom. Progress is increasing IQs, increasing longevity. I haven't even gotten to the big news yet. When we come back, I'm going to try to discipline myself and go over this. I can't believe how right we were, and I'm not tooting my horn. It is incredibly dangerous. It is incredibly scary to have national media, the old vestigial eye of Sauron coming after us. Even though it's weakened, it still shows the power behind it is very evil and very weaponized. It is confirmed that the Saudi Arabian terror suspect Al-Harabi visited the White House numerous times. One time, if I read this correctly, was there more than 6 hours. And by the way, this is on the White House website. And it turns out that Michelle Obama, here it is right here. I need Kurt Nimmo to hold boil down with all this in one spot. Michelle Obama did indeed go visit this guy. And by the way, what is their response to this guy that was on the terrorist watch list? Janet Napolitano, Janet Reno lookalike, or clone, was a bad clone. That's why she got the white streak in her hair. I'm being sarcastic, but might as well be a clone. The power-tripping, narcissistic nutball up there who says that, I read an 800-page bill. I read a 300-page bill in a couple hours. Yes, just lying to Congress constantly, disdainful, arrogant, radiating criminal energy. I mean, just look at her. I mean, just run. Danger, Will Robinson. She goes, Drudge is not credible. Just like Hillary got all arrogant about Benghazi, caught red-handed lying about all that. She acts all disdainful. It's a confidence game. They're caught red-handed. It's like walking in front of a guy on top of your wife. There's no sheets, anything there. It's going on. And he gets off and says, hey, I wasn't doing that. It's like catching your kid with a hand in the cookie jar. And they look at you and say, I wasn't stealing cookies. And she says, no, there's no watch list. There's no person of interest. We're not deporting him. All lies. All lies. Perjury before Congress. And you think it's fun going up against her? I mean, if she can carry out Fast and Furious and kill all those people, she'll...
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Coming up, the next segment, I'm going to analyze Rachel Maddow on her show demonizing us. That is all coming up. And how dare us say government might ever let terrorists attack us or might provocateurum, even though it's in the New York Times and Associated Press and well known. I mean, how dare us? How dare you say I had sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky?
How dare you? How dare you?
How dare you say they lied about mobile anthrax labs they knew good and well were for pumping up hot air balloons to direct artillery from the Iran-Iraq war that the U.S. sold them via the British? I went and looked up those trucks in Jane's Weapons Quarterly, and they were hydrogen blimps. hydrogen pumps. But oh no, we broke, by the way, that those were not anthrax mobile labs. You're like, what, do you like Saddam? No, I don't like fake wars, blaming a country for 9/11 that wasn't involved. I mean, now, if it turns out Saudi Arabians were involved in this, will we attack Greenland? Maybe, you know, spin the wheel, spin the globe, and put a, like, pin the tail on the donkey and just go up and pick a country to attack? Here's the big one. Hagel has now come out. I saw this right when I went live, and then I was just watching him on CNN with Wolf Blitzer during the break. Hagel says evidence chemical weapons were used in Syria. That's right. We a year ago, saw Al-Qaeda testing chemical weapons in Syria, saying we're going to use it. And the West is inserting Al-Qaeda, attacking a country that's done nothing. And now they're saying we've got to attack and bomb Syria because they've got chemical weapons and are going to use them and did use them. And we said a year ago with Syrian girl, whose family's anti-Assad, lives in Australia. She's been on national TV there. We still call her Syrian girl, even though her identity is now public. And, you know, her family was part of the top government before that, before Assad. And she's a Sunni, not a Shiite. But she says Al-Qaeda is evil and bad. And everything she told us is true because she is jacked in directly to the real international Syrian community. In fact, I want Syrian girl back on tomorrow. Ron Paul's on tomorrow. But I want to get her back on just for 15, 20 minutes sometime tomorrow. And, you know, I said I'd get to the other Maddow thing. I'm going to get to that next segment. Let me start getting into this now. You saw last, was Thursday, Big Sis got asked, you know, like for 6-7 minutes. I'm going to play just a few minutes of it. The full clip's online. Just type in Big Sis says drugs aren't credible. And they were brought up, hey, these Saudi Arabians reportedly on the no-fly list. They were taken off that list. He's being deported next week. We have the deportation order. He was reportedly visited, the, you know, all this stuff. She's like, that is not credible. That is not credible. And there it is. The Politano Drudge Report is not credible. Washington Examiner. And then this week it all came out. Infowars.com. Suspected Saudi terrorist Al-Harabi visited White House numerous times and sometimes spent most of the day there or the night there. I mean, this is like incredible. What was going on? I mean, what were you doing? Planning some Mission Impossible thing? I mean, this is incredible. And all of this has now come out, and she's been caught lying about it. And Infowars.com was the article Drudge linked to, and then The Blaze as well. And now they're saying, well, it must be Photoshopped, even though it doesn't look Photoshopped, even though she was in town at the time, going to visit this guy. Is that why high-level ambassadors went to visit him? Is that why the foreign minister went and visited the White House that night? Is that why this guy's been to the White House? Is that why he's jacked into the royal family? Is that why he was on the terrorist no-fly list? Watch list? Let's go ahead and go to Big Sissy. Here it is.
I will tell you, we found it so inherently unbelievable that those statements would be made. It was hard to ascribe credibility to them. And I don't know if I would put Forbes and Drudge in the same sentence, but let me be as clear as I can be.
Well, please Drudge out of it. I wouldn't. I think they're credible, but Forbes is definitely a credible magazine. And yeah. So when they use that number and then we hear silence from the department, and Americans see the ammo shelves empty, you know, all that feeds that.
Well, like I said, it got into the blogosphere and it went viral. We understand that. And as I was with Senator Johnson, let me be as clear as I can be.
Yeah, and again, that's enough. That particular clip's about the ammo thing. Because separately, they were discrediting that. But if you go watch the full clip, it's also about Saudi Arabians and those stories. By the way, I keep seeing online, Alex Jones got caught in the ammo hoax. It's now 200 million plus bullets in the last year and a half. Armored vehicles, it's all real. And they think you're so stupid. They get up there and say none of this is real. Ladies and gentlemen, Homeland Security has taken delivery in the last year and a half of 1 billion rounds, and they've got 1.2 billion on order that they can't even get delivered. So they're buying so much that all these factories for 2 years out now can't sell to anybody else. And as soon as they expand capacity, they double down and buy even more to try to dry up ammo. Is ammo being dried up right now in the calibers they're buying? Yes, you can't get it. 9mm, 40 caliber, 308, 223, all the things the federales use, the globalities. They're not even feds, they're globalists. All right, we're going to come back with the big...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live, back 7 o'clock Central. A lot of times the nightly news is live. It's been live a lot lately. 7 o'clock Central. Everybody can watch at prisonplanet.tv. We have the free video feed. We're still running at infowars.com/listen. We might change that to /listen and also /TV. So it makes more sense, but the audio feeds are all there as well. The free iPhone, Android apps, all of it at infowars.com/listen. Okay, here's the deal. I want to be very clear about this. I wish that this wasn't happening. I wish we didn't have international criminals totally above the law that have seized control of the federal government or trying to mop up resistance around the country. But that is what it is. And they go to Davos, they go to Bilderberg, they go to the Financial Times of London, and they just write articles admitting how they've conquered us and how they're authoritarian and how we're too stupid to even resist them. I mean, they plant the flag, they mark us like a dog marks a fire hydrant, and man, I don't like it in my face. I mean, I'm just telling you right now. And Maddow and others think you are complete morons. Document cam, please. So I'm going to go to the document cam here in a moment. But let me just recap some of what's going on here, okay? You got Michelle Obama clearly in town at the time and clearly visiting the Saudi, who they're acting suspicious about and wanted to deport and had on a no-fly list, and but who's simultaneously constantly visiting the White House. And here's that story from the Right Scoop. You can go right to thewhitehouse.gov. And this is a federal law Patriots got in decades ago that we know who comes to the White House. But instead they'll do these walk-bys where somebody just, oh, we accidentally let you in. We don't let tourists even take photos of the building, even though we're supposedly a free country. That's okay, though. We'll have the Secret Service follow media around that dare try to even get shots of the White House. That's happened to us, and I've seen it happen to mainstream media as well. But, we're just going to have a walk-by where the Saudi foreign minister just magically shows up the night of the bombing. And you've got the no-fly list, and you've got the cover-up, and you've got the guy right where the bomb goes off, and you've got him connected with six of his family on the terror list in Saudi Arabia when there's only 85 people. That's been reported. And you look at how long Al Harabi, this guy, was there. I mean, sometimes he's there more than 6 hours. I don't know what's going on. I mean, maybe he's just, you know, playing ping pong with the president or basketball or something. So there's nothing to see here. Move along immediately. Just don't look at that. Meanwhile, let's then shift gears into the other news that I have here. We talked about this yesterday. It was in local news in Georgia when the senator spoke out. And since then, it's been confirmed. Since Senator Chambliss went public, U.S. had more tips on Boston suspect. Congress is asking questions. That'll be, i.e., whitewash, because they know the American. But first, it's don't answer questions. Don't ask questions. There is nothing going on. It's a conspiracy theory. There was no drill. There was no bomb squad. There weren't. It's got to be 50 people with black backpacks that all act like they're part of a drill. You know, special forces types, National Guard, plain clothes. We know there was a bomb drill. That's the Boston Globe reported it that day. Then they said, oh, no, we didn't. Then we had the photos and the video. They did. Why are they hiding that? You know, why are they at the press conference with Secret Service in Obama's detail when he's not even nearby in front of our guy saying, don't hold those photos up? And the FBI says, no one go look at this guy's photos on national TV. Whatever you do, don't look at them. And who is it? It's Al Harabi. It's all these other foreigners with backpacks. It's the contractors with backpacks. And the FBI is like, do not look at that. Do not look at that. Even though the day before they had the arrest, it was going to be a right winger. He was at the courthouse. They had to evacuate that. I guess, well, they probably got rid of that person. They're probably wearing lead shoes right now, or bowling balls tied to them. Probably find them like the other dead Saudi Arabian out in the lake. The point is, and I predicted that, I mean, this is a hardcore operation. And now it's come out, confirmed, the documents have been released by the Georgian and Russian media, and our White House is mum on it. This guy was part of the CIA, Tamerlan. He was part of a Jamestown group, as it's called, run by who calls for putting radical Muslims up against the Russians and radicalizing the Islamic Crescent, as they call it, under Russia, in the stands from Georgia to Dagestan. A repeat of the thing they did in Afghanistan in 79 to the 80s with the Mujahideen, Al-Qaeda. Zbigniew Brzezinski, ladies and gentlemen, Zbigniew Brzezinski. Oh, but let's continue here. I thought there was no prior knowledge. I thought they didn't know. U.S. had more tips. That's Reuters. But did nothing. Oh, of course they did nothing. Congressman, five jihadists have reached their targets in the United States under Barack Obama. Yeah, he's putting the jihadis all over the world in charge. Two U.S. agencies added Boston bomb suspect to watch list. They do that as a cover. Kind of like the CIA, Al-Qaeda guys that we've pointed out on the news, and the FBI will do an arrest when they come back to the U.S., but then release them. That's to cover their bases when the guy later gets set up. Because I've seen this over and over again. You have an agent who you tell be part of a drill, and he's going around to mosque to find radicals, saying, let's blow up and kill Americans. That then creates the ledger and the history to say he's a real terrorist. They did that with McVeigh, who was Special Forces. Let's continue here. Two U.S. agencies added Boston bomb suspect to watch list. The picture emerging was of counterterrorism bureaucracy that had at least four contacts. Oh, the mother said it was 5 years. Everything she said was confirmed. The Russians blew his cover. With Russian spy services asking about the brothers in the year before, he took a six-month trip to Russia in 2012 to Dagestan and other areas. Chechnya. But never found reason to investigate him further. Well, yeah, because he was CIA. After the CIA cleared him of any ties to violent extremism in October 2011. Why? Because, what did we say last Friday would come out? Boston bomber role in CIA and Chechen terror. We broke it. Not hard to break. They follow. It's a handbook. The criminals are pathological. The globalists are criminals. They're pathological. They're obsessive compulsive. Islamic terror from Caucasus, next phase of plan to undermine our liberty. I'm not saying all obsessive compulsives are terrorists. I'm saying in criminology, a lot of your smarter, high-level psychopaths are also obsessive compulsive. Obsessive compulsive tends to be associated with higher intelligence, just like in breeds of dogs that have higher IQs, higher aptitude. They tend to be more obsessive compulsive. At least you can be obsessive compulsive. The average jellyfish can't obsess on anything. They have no focus. Anyways, let's continue here. Boston bombers, role of CIA in Chechen terror, Islamic terror from Caucasus, next phase of plan to undermine our liberty. That is April 19th, listing Brzezinski in here. Kurt Nemo. Okay. Oh, yesterday, Kurt Nemo, Tamerlan, attended CIA-sponsored workshop. He was radicalized by CIA, on record, a group run by the CIA, sponsoring him. They're driving Mercedes. They've got tons of cash. He's going around like a playboy. You see all those CIA recruitment ads be part of the CIA on TV? That's why they're so freaked out. Rachel Maddow and everybody are just, she looks like she her house is burning down when she attacks me. Because they know they have no viewers. They know all they have is jellyfish watching. They're idiots. They know we have the initiative, and we are blowing them to hell in the info war. We are wrecking them. I mean, this is what life is all about. Savaging scum in the info war, overrunning them, not listening to their propaganda, using the truth to absolutely smash them into a pile of wreckage. And just to be committed to this and fearless, it's just such a blessing. Thank you, God. Let's continue here. We will defend the Republic, scum. Tamerlan attended CIA workshop. Boom. Mainline Russian news, Georgian news. Top Georgian generals have released the documents as part of a CIA non-governmental organization. Boom. UM coach, bomb-sniffing dog, spotters on route before explosion, told them it's part of a drill. Don't worry. Because everybody's like, why are there all these bags? And what's the motive? Trillions in the next decade in domestic drones, spy operations, data mining. Per year, $10 billion contracts to congressmen, wives, companies. I mean, just pell-mell corruption. Making every American a suspect, papers please, army on the street, smoke screening all the corruption, Wall Street stealing $85 billion a month, pumping it offshore. That's your motive. It's a clash of civilizations. They radicalize every Muslim group, let them wreck other countries so they can't be industrialized. It's Agenda 21. The New World Order, MSNBC attacks me and says, Alex Jones had an article, Obama head of Al-Qaeda worldwide. Who is the titular head of the Pentagon? Who is the head, the main guy in NATO? Who is ordering billions of dollars to be given to Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria to take over countries? Who is the head of NATO? Who is the most powerful executive with power over that? It's Barack Obama, even though he's a puppet. I mean, he is the head of Al-Qaeda. See how that's hiding in plain view? And I got to give my rights up. I got to let weirdos grab my wife's crotch to fly because of Al-Qaeda when you people run them and then you call it a conspiracy theory, you stupid witch. We're going to play this clip, but the one thing she criticizes me on that I will say has some validity here is they found one clip of where I said thousands of astronauts have died in secret space program. What I was told by multiple NASA people, off record but two on record, Bob Bowman was the former head of Star Wars program. He said by the late 70s they had a fleet of space planes with DU Sabos in them. And the only reason he could say that was they accidentally leaked it in a debate on C-SPAN. He said it's supernational. That was in the late 70s. They admit over 90% of the space program secret. Try 98, 99%. Okay, and I'm not going to get into it. I'm from Texas, folks. I know a lot of people. I grew up around NASA stuff. I know people that were involved in NASA programs as children that have been high level in Microsoft. And I'm just going to, high level. Key men. Okay? Key. And the point is, there is a giant program we don't know about. And it's compartmentalized. Underground bases, you name it. Hundreds. Guys, look up the number of U.S. test pilots known to have died. I think it's in the hundreds. Imagine the secret space program. So what I was told, programs that different people, and Bowman didn't get into this, he got on the space planes. But I was told, and the guy said he'd come on air, he came on air and choked up and didn't do it. It's Raymond Teague. Raymond said there were a lot of people dying, and that there's reportedly Russians, Chinese dead on the moon as well. There's a reason. The point is, they did go to the moon. They just don't show you all the real stuff and also fake some stuff for PR purposes. But the point is, others told me, oh, it's true, massive death rates. People couldn't handle astronauts getting barbecued on launch pads. They've had space planes going into space since the 60s. And what I was told, that program killed hundreds. I mean, these are guys that beyond Chuck Yeager. Of course, Chuck Yeager knows about all this. I can't really say beyond Chuck Yeager, but that type of guy. Just like, I'm ready to do it. I volunteer on suicide missions because they didn't have computers that could control it or even, guided stuff that good then. Suicide missions in the early to the late 60s. I'm going to skip this network break. This is too important. To test alloys and composites to get these space planes into orbit. And a lot of men died, so the globalists can now have robots do it. But it was humans that did it, and it was humans, and the word was hundreds died in that program. So I extrapolated out. They said, I don't know about the other programs. If hundreds died in space plane programs in the 60s, so that by the 70s they could put robots in orbit, then what do you think's going on? I don't know if thousands died. Okay? But I extrapolated that if one program, I said, dozens? Try up hundreds? Yeah, hundreds. I mean, there was something like between 4,000 and 10,000, nobody knows, troops that died in secret war in Vietnam from 59 to 64 before they staged Gulf of Tonkin. And that wasn't declassified until about 10 years ago. They said a little over 4,000. Some numbers are higher. Now I'm going to play the Rachel Maddow and pause and talk over here. And again, stations shouldn't play over this next break because it's a network break. I do this more and more. I don't even plug my own sponsors here on air because I'm so obsessed with just getting the word out. But this is them in damage control. If you can't see the video as a radio listener, go up to InfoWars.com because she is in panic mode. Look, you've lost the confidence of the people. And there's no going back, okay? You understand that, Mano? You've gutted America. You've wrecked us financially. You've got control of that. You're putting millions on food stamps every month. You're gutting our industry, shutting down our power plants. But you can see that it's not going to go on forever. Because some of us aren't cowards. And that's why I say I admire Drudge. Because Drudge gets it, and Drudge knows this. There's evidence to all this, and so he's willing to be attacked. Notice, Jan Napolitano didn't say he's not on a no-fly list, or, he's not listed as a potential terrorist. She just said that isn't a credible source. But then, of course, it all turned out it was true. And what was Drudge linking to? Infowars.com. See, they're mad, folks, because all the other media will sell out. All the other media will play ball. But no one's watching you anymore. You're a shadow of your former self. Look at you. And yeah, you get to be on a power trip with your eugenics and your death cult and, I just want more death, more abortion, more killing, the stuff that they put on HBO with Bill Maher. I know you hate us. We know you hate us, you scum. You're control freak nuts who don't want to build up humanity. You pose as liberals so you can have your way with us. You trash. We see you, trash. And we have the instinct to throw ourselves against you, okay? So this is a game of chicken, folks. You have to defeat these people. You have to fully commit. I mean, Drudge knows the old system's gone. You people have no power anymore. Sure, you got the guns and the feds, but you don't have the moral authority anymore. You're a joke, you witch. Let's go ahead and go to, this is part of the 15-minute clip or whatever it is, but this is where she really gets into Badandi. How dare him ask a question about a drill when the drill is on record now? But she thinks her audience are morons. Here it is.
These crazy conspiracy theories are also trying to sell the idea that the Boston Marathon bombing did not happen. Or if the Boston Marathon bombing did happen, It was done by the government. It's an elaborate hoax to make us believe that we were attacked when really we weren't attacked. It was our government doing it to us. It's all part of the way the government controls us or something. And to be clear, I'm not talking about family members of the bombing suspect saying we believe our family members are innocent. That's a whole different thing. What I'm talking about is full-blown American conspiracy theories that the U.S. government itself bombed the Boston Marathon.
If you take any questions.
Well, sir, why were a lot of speakers telling people and all this stuff be calm moments before the bomb went off? Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking their hands down on the camps on the streets?
No. Next question.
Why was people being told fly?
I pause. Tomorrow morning? By the way, they did start sticking hands down the pants and papers, please. And they walk up to a family that looked nothing like the suspects and go, let me just see your ID. Have the army pointing guns at them. So I'm a conspiracy theorist because that happened? And you did use it to basically have martial law? And now say, everybody loves martial law. This will be the new way of life. Show the front page of InfoWars.com. Anthony Frieda's art showing the American in a FEMA camp, showing his papers. We can show you the real papers, please. Type in papers, please, InfoWars.com. By the way, they're on the news right now just openly saying they're going to attack Syria now because they have WMDs and use chemical weapons. Why not? I mean, they'll probably get on the news and say that Assad launched the attacks in Boston. Why not?
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraganiX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Not all of us are scum like peacock narcissists that sell out to evil so you can be somebody up there on your little perch. I'll tell you who's somebody. It's people like Bondi. They've got the guts to go in there and break with all the fraud and all the hoax and call the man behind the curtain for what it is, a stinking lie. Let's go back to her.
This is not a freelance thing. These guys are mostly associated with a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars. The host of the show is a man named Alex Jones. Yesterday afternoon, Matt Drudge, who's the purveyor of the most influential conservative website in the country, the Drudge Report, yesterday afternoon, Matt Drudge tweeted this. He tweeted, "I privately told friends that this will be the year of Alex Jones. One hell of a broadcast in such a homogenized media." Again, this is from the most influential figure in conservative media who is not named Roger Ailes at Fox News Channel. And this is the guy he's now endorsing, saying it's this guy's year.
The government lies out of hand. You say, well, then why do you believe in the moon landing? Because I have sources inside NASA. They put on some fake stuff for you. See, there was a lie. See, it's not just did we go or didn't we go. You were shown the Tinker Toy stuff because you're not supposed to see what they really got. You're not supposed to know the thousands of astronauts that have died. Oh, yes. In fact, I should do a whole show on that. In fact, this is the kind of stuff will get you killed.
The night of the Boston Marathon bombing, that same conspiracy theorist guy said, quote, our hearts go out to those that are hurt or killed, Boston Marathon, but this thing stinks to high heaven. False flag. And by false flag, he means a cloak and dagger, super extra, double top secret black ops operation that the government carries out in such a way as to make it look like the operation was done by somebody else. He means the U.S. government bombed Boston. So our own government could make it look like we were under attack.
That's enough. We're almost out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to go to InfoWars.com and you need to read the articles that Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo put out. Dealing with the fact of why you should always look at government as the number one suspect. Why government should be the first suspect in a terror attack, and then it's the whole history of it. A brief history of false flag terror attacks. Or why governments love state-sponsored terror. Everybody should send this to MSNBC, to all of their employees, most of them who are compartmentalized. By the way, it's coming out that CNN and other groups like MSNBC have CIA there actually writing and loading the teleprompters. Don't believe it. They even came out in the Washington Post and WorldNet Daily, 2000. And she just hopes you don't look that up. I mean, Maddow is more like a foundation person, which is above the CIA. I mean, she's here to break it all down. She's a technocrat. She knows the whole ballgame, folks. She signed on to it. Just because she hates life. She just loves evil. I mean, you can just look at her. Hey, you know what, you robot, you witch? You're not going to win. And by the way, it's come out that Tamerlan was working under the CIA. It's come out there was five contacts and the Russians blew their cover and even went to the CIA and said, keep your guy out of here trying to blow stuff up. And see, he was blown and he didn't know. That's when they started getting ready to set up Tamerlan. Then he's got his brother to tag along. Because now he was a compromised asset and they flushed you down the toilet. And everybody should remember who works for this New World Order. You are totally and completely expendable. You are a biological android drone to them. And when they're done with military, they are going to take your guns. That's why they shoot you up with time-lapse, time-delayed vaccines to kill you down the road. If you want to support the broadcast, which she absolutely hates, she gets into that. Maybe I should plug more. She hates it so much. We have the new Seed Center with the seven best heirloom, non-hybrid, non-GMO seeds at the lowest prices out there, all at the Seed Center at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. And it's a great way to get a garden going. I think we should start gorilla planting because they hate non-GMO seeds so much. You start planting these, you know, like in green belts and areas out in little sunny areas. You're just spreading life everywhere. They hate that as well, like Johnny Appleseed. That's why they're trying to GMO everything. I've got a whole plan I'm going to launch on that. I figured out their attack profile. So it's very important to do that. Just InfoWars.com. Link through InfoWarsStore.com. Get the high-quality water filters. Get the anti-New World Order t-shirts. All of it. Fund our operation. I call it mid-air research.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.